Welcome to History 110 Podcast. My name is Stephen McKinney, and during this podcast, I will talk you through the Boston Tea Party and the events that took place during the significant time that caused America to break ties from England and how it led to the American Revolution. The Tea Party was one of the main events that were a catalyst that led to the American Revolution. The Boston Tea Party was a resistance movement by the colonists of America against England and the Tea Act. The Tea Act was passed by England in 1773. The colonists thought the passing of the act violated their rights. They felt they should not be represented by British Parliament, but by local representatives. And using the phrase, "no taxation without representation," the colonists performed a nonviolent political protest against England. According to ushistory.org, radical townspeople stormed the ships, tossed 342 chests of tea into the water. Disguised as Native Americans, the offenders could not be identified. And the reason England started to tax tea on the colonists was because they had just gotten out of a war for 9 years in the French and Indian War. And due to the long war, Britain's national debt doubled. In order to pay off this debt, they imposed taxes on the colonies. Many of these taxes placed on the common everyday items such as stamps, sugar, and tea. And this taxation led to the start of the resistance because the colonists wanted to defend their constitutional rights. And the colonists protested the acts because the colonies were not happy that England was taxing their tea and the fact that they were getting imposed by political officials who weren't even in the country. There was an immediate resistance to the Tea Act. Once the Tea Act was passed, there was a noticeable drop in sales. Colonies started to boycott the tea by not purchasing it and switching to coffee, which in turn led to the overstock of tea. And because the tea of the East India Company was not being bought, it put the company into financial trouble. The boycott was not very successful at first, so the colonists began to become more hands-on. The Sons of Liberty, who was led by Samuel Adams, dressed up as Indians and raided the East India Company's tea ship by boarding it, taking all the chests, and throwing them into the Boston Harbor. This showed the British that the colonists were not going to put up with the unfair treatment any longer and were going to defend their rights. And due to the fact that the English colonies were rebelling against British rule, Britain developed the Intolerable Acts of 1744. The Intolerable Acts were a series of laws imposed by British Parliament. It closed down the Boston Harbor, reinstated English rule over Massachusetts, and allowed for unfair movement of royal officials in order to receive a lesser punishment from trials, banned town meetings, and allowed housing of British soldiers. Because of this act, colonies became enraged and saw it as a violation of their rights. The Intolerable Acts backfired on England. It was supposed to be used as a way to alienate Massachusetts from other colonies, but instead brought the colonies together, which in turn helped aid the formation of the First Continental Congress. The Boston Tea Party led to the American Revolution because the colonists were not feeling justly represented in British Parliament. Plus, with unfair treatment from being the ruled, the colonies sought fit to break away from England, the oppressors. And the only way to do that was by breaking ties with England and completely saying they cannot run our country any longer, and England will no longer be able to impose laws upon the colonies. The Boston Tea Party is an example of the American paradox because the colonies came to America to break away from all the harsh political treatment in Europe. Once the colonists started to establish colonies, England began to tax the people of the New World. This is a complete contradiction of freedom and liberty and what the New World stood for, therefore leading the colonists to break away from England and causing the American Revolution.